part two, and I'm going to try to make this the final thoughts. Leo Laporte said something amazing last night. He said, "I don't build an audience, I build a community." And I thought that was really interesting, because if you look at the difference between a community and an audience, it's staggering. An audience is, it's somewhat of a one-way street. You do something, perform something, the audience claps or throws money or whatever, but it's still kind of a one-way street. They're sitting there taking in your information. They're not getting any information. You're not getting any information from them. You're just getting the response, the money, the claps, whatever it is. But a community is a two-way street. Information is always moving in all directions. You're producing content. The audience is responding. They're telling you what they think, what they see, what they observe. They're maybe throwing in their two cents about how they can help you make something better, whatever it is. It's always a two-way street. And that's what building a community is. Twit is definitely a community. Everybody's communicating over there on that network. No Agenda is definitely a community because those guys are producing that show. They're putting in the money and the web resources and the bandwidth and the time and all the stuff to make that show great. Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak just started it, but the audience built itself. They didn't build that audience, and they don't take credit for building that audience. That audience built itself. That community built itself. When you go for an audience, you're going for max listeners, max viewers, max people that are going to click on your Amazon link. But when you're going for a community, you're going for max interactions. And the exponential growth of that is infinite because everybody's working together to see that you get more viewers, more listeners, more clickers. And so what then ends up happening is you put out a product, people buy it. You put up a link for a product that you can get, you know, revenue on, people buy it. You support somebody else's product, people buy it immediately because you have engaged them in a community. You showed up, they built it. If I wanted to build an audience, I would put hot chicks on the cover of my records. I would you know, dress up in some cool outfit and take pictures of myself to put on the front cover of the records to try to attract a group of people that might think that was attractive or whatever. But I don't want to build an audience. I want to build a community of people who are interested in the story, interested in the ethos, the message, the concepts, the full embodiment of what I do. And so I've made a bunch of deliberate business decisions. And I think what I'll do in another Boo later on this week is I'll explain how I came to that, because I didn't always totally believe it. I did to an extent, but not totally. And I'll probably explain that later this week. But just remember, guys, it's not about if you build it, they will come. If you come, they will build it. Show up, start a thing, do a thing, produce a thing, and let the audience build itself. And with that, have a great day. You guys are awesome, and I hope you guys have a fantastic Tuesday. Peace.